Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
One voice that silenced the enemy.
one King who reigns for all eternity. Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. Amen, Lord. Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Every victory is here. Every victory is here. Is here. Get it out. It's his. My Lord, my Lord. Shalom, welcome. Welcome to the Lord's Hour, each and every person. Praise God. Bless each one of you. Thank God we're here. Praise the name of the Lord. Everybody in the chat room, everybody by phone and Facebook and Skype. Brothers, sisters, it is getting exciting. As I listened to one of the watch ladies online that's very in the know about all the stuff going on and keeping up with it. It's getting serious. It really is a seriousness, I would say, that our Savior's coming very soon. Or we're all going to be blown up. Let me see if I can get to this. What I heard before I came in, the first thing was is reported that one of the kind of associates or I can't think what they call the senator helper, assistant was told by a senator that she's been with for 25 years. I don't know why it came out. Maybe she wants people to know. But he told her that she needs to be packed up and ready to go by Sunday to go to the motel. Okay. This is not a rendezvous with a senator. This is code words. And the code words is going to the bunkers. And he told her that they will be there a while. Senators going to bunkers, and they'll be there for a while. Okay, that's the first thing. The other thing that is happening is that in France, the French have said that they will give Ukraine Mirage jets, one of the top flight jets in the French Air Force. But the thing about it is, they can't fly them. They would have to have a lot of training. So you look and think, who's going to be flying them? It would be NATO or probably French pilots. Another part is, what else was there? This kind of thing. Oh, and the Dumas is the Congress or the leadership of Russia is in session, emergency session, they call it. And they're voting that they go out of what they call a special operation and looking to vote to declare war. Is it just on Ukraine? Or is it on NATO, which we are part of the NATO, the United States? The third thing that's happening that's very strange in this time and when everything is not so well, and you think you'd want your best weapon for protection, is that the F-35s are being recalled because supposedly there's some kind of engine problem. Sounds sort of suspicious, but, you know, that's it. And then the next thing that really probably seals the deal is that somebody, I don't know if it's U.S. or NATO, either, I don't know, the general or minister, I didn't hear that part, I probably need to go back and listen a little closer, is talking about giving Ukraine nuclear weapons. Now, I don't know if that means, you know, intercontinental type ones or just, they call them strategic ones or ones that just hit small areas. They're nuclear tipped or whatever. But it doesn't matter in Russia. You think somebody's on your doorstep with a tactical, thank you, Lord, tactical nuclear weapon. And then we got a lot of stuff happening in Israel, too. The Lord has said, watch Israel, my prophetic clock. And that clock's winding real tight. So a lot of things are happening in the world pointing to the time of the tribulation, the time when the horses ride of the apocalypse and the seals. All that's coming down the road very quickly. What can you say? What do you think about all these factories being burned, food places, trains being derailed? Do you think that is a coincidence, or do you think that is normal? Not the numbers. It's been like we're already at war. Remember, they've had our border wide open, so who could come in here? Saboteurs from Iran, saboteurs from Russia, China, places that are against us. And tearing down our infrastructure and everything else. And that chemical spill in Ohio could get serious. They're talking about messing up the whole watershed down through the Mississippi Valley, you know, like the breadbasket of America. And, of course, the other side of it is it's, you know, the world order people have people everywhere. And they're probably the main ones doing it. But I can tell you now that either we'll go up with Jesus or we'll be blown up to Jesus because very clear by the word of God, we're not in the, it don't say about us in the prophetic. If it is, it's very small. And, you know, Russia's still there because Russia has attacked Israel. So something's going on, brothers and sisters. It sounds pretty serious, but it should be exciting to us. We'll watch and pray and see what happens. And see, you know, I'm not there at the place of But, you know, Tom heard him say this personally, whatever. This is being reported by people have been keeping up with it. And the sense and the spirit and what is going on, even by my regular Bible reading today of a scripture in Proverbs 25 I will share. And, okay, the song, okay, make me a servant. Amen, sis. All right. We get that down as we read the scripture and pray. And we'll get started. Amen. Boy, we need that in the body of Christ. We need people to be willing and be available to serve the Lord. But anyway, that kind of thing is happening everywhere. All kinds of stuff going on. Seemed like a pretty quiet day, and then boom, this kind of things are coming up. So we'll see what happens. I don't know if it's like Russia is going to declare war on Ukraine, or they will go for the whole ball of wax and declare war on NATO, because NATO's already been involved anyway. And things are happening. They're being attacked in their own country, and they know that it's probably not Ukraine, but they're being guided by help from the Americans or NATO people for sure. So we'll see what happens, and we'll praise the Lord. Well, let's pray. And then we'll get started tonight, amen. Father, we thank you and praise you tonight. Lord, we hear all that's going on, but for us, it brings more excitement than it does fear or dread, because we know our life is in your hands, Lord, and this temporal life, physical life is not the end. It's just that if this life ends, or praise God, if you come, then it don't matter anyway. We'll be resurrected and glorified, but same thing as if absent of the body is present of the Lord, and that we'll leave it all in your hands, Father. We know that there's been many dreams of people seeing missiles start to come and you come for us. But we'll trust you, and you know what's best, and you'll be right on time. And if we keep our eyes focused on you and believe you and your word, praise God. Lord, we thank you tonight, and we pray and thank you that you made the opportunity and a way for people to serve here at the Lord's hour. And I say that to Sister Nett and now Sister Connie, who wants to sing and praise you too. As you lead, Lord, by your Holy Spirit, and then we can put it together and to share the word and be in fellowship with one another. And we thank you for this night. We thank you for the guidance of the Holy Spirit. We thank you for the protection of the angel of God around us, and the Holy Spirit that's within us is greater than he that's in the world, and anything of the enemy that would try to come against the Lord's hour, against connection, phones, whatever it is, Lord, that needs to be done, you make a way. And we honor and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Let me share this scripture. It sounds, and see what this sounds like to you. And remember, this is Proverbs, okay? It's not the New Testament. This is Proverbs. Proverbs 25, verse 7. For it is better that it be said to you, come up here. Oh, come up here, than for you to be placed lower in the presence of the prince whom your eyes have seen. I do believe there's another place where it says come up here. I do believe it is. And does this sound familiar? Is this what the Lord's getting ready to say to us and saying to us that it's getting ready to happen? Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. It's Revelation 4. Well, let's see what the Word of God says here. Revelation 4. Let's see. We'll do verses 1 and 2. Revelation 4. After this I looked, and behold, a door standing open in heaven. And the first voice which I had heard, like the sound of a war trumpet speaking with me, said, war trumpet? We got war trumpets and saber rattling and everything else going on here on earth. If you can remember, a lot of things that are happening here is already happening in the spirit. Come up here, and I will show you what must take place after these things. At once, I was in a special communication with the Spirit, and behold, a throne stood in heaven, and one seated on the throne. Right from the island of Patmos here in the earth, and then boom, when the Lord says, come up here, he was in the presence of the throne of Almighty God, the Hallelujah. All right, well, praise God. So that is very interesting that that's in Proverbs, right? Let's see what Sis had here. And the Lord be with you all. 2 Thessalonians 3:16. Amen. And he is. All right. Praise God. Sis, Connie, you want to call in, Sis? And we'll get started. We'll get started with you singing first. And as she's calling in, I want to hear this. I heard today at Facebook that really covers a little bit about what this message is tonight. Listen to this. What is coming is much better than what is gone. What is coming is much better than what is gone. Isn't that awesome? Amen. Praise God. All right, here she is.
Hello?
Hey, Sis. Hey, how you doing, Sis Connie?
I'm doing well, thank you. How are you?
Oh, doing well. Been having a pretty good week. We've been enjoying some doing ministry at the little church here in Dublin, and it's been amazing that we've had a chance to we serve street tacos, and then we have a chance to minister to people and pray for them. So it's been pretty neat and having a good fellowship with the other brothers and sisters from the church. How about yourself?
Yes, I've been working. So if I mess up a little bit, it's because it's my second time and I'm coming straight from work so I can sing.
Oh, that's really neat. Okay, Sis. Well, whenever
okay.
You're ready, you go ahead, okay?
Okay, I'm ready.
All right, you go ahead and sing for the Lord.
Okay. Make me a servant, humble and meek. Lord, let me lift up those who are weak. And may the prayer of my heart always be. Make me a servant. Make me a servant, make me a servant today. A servant, humble and meek, Lord, let me lift up those who are weak. And may the prayer of my heart always be, make me a servant, make me a servant, make me a servant today. Make me a servant, humble and meek. Lord, let me lift up those who are weak. And may the prayer of my heart always be. Make me a servant. Make me a servant, make me a
Amen. Amen, sis. Praise God. That's awesome. That's a wonderful. That's
Thank
a wonderful.
You.
Huh?
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. It's a beautiful song. It's a song that's needed in the church. People need
yes.
People want to know the heart of God is to serve. It's just ask his son. Sister Nett, I think it's pretty good. Praise God. Well, bless you, sister.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing.
Okay, yes.
And, you know,
yes.
You know, next week we can get in, you know, if you want to do two songs and we'll let sister three, it's fine. I mean, it's not a problem for praising the Lord and having time, whatever God puts on your heart. And I think that's about as many we probably needed to start, but it'll be okay. I mean, you know, if you do two songs and sis does three, it'll be fine. Okay?
Oh, okay, thank you. Yes, we all need to be a suffering servant for the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Humble servant. Yes, yes, that's for sure, sis.
Humble
all right,
servant.
Well, bless you.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. All right. All right, praise God. All right. Now we'll get to let Sister Nett, she can come, and she has music that God's put on her heart, too. And we'll let Sister Nett come. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. What about you, Brother Adam? You ready to sing? I mean, everybody else wants to... You know, praise the Lord. You're welcome to sing too. Praise God. Amen. Amen. All right. Amen, sis. Praise God.
Amen, brother. Yeah. Hallelujah.
Praise
the
God.
Name of the Lord.
Amen.
Glory.
Amen. That's a song that's needed, that people need to know in the church, that they need to serve and be, you know, available for the Lord. For sure.
Amen. If the Lord calls them, then they can.
Amen. Oh, he used to play played a guitar in the worship band, Brother Andrew did. Amen. Well, praise God.
Oh, that's good. Yeah,
yeah.
That's very good. Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Okay,
Ms.
brother.
Go ahead.
I will sing this song, sing along with it because I can't find any music background. Yeah.
That's all right, sis. It's okay. I mean,
okay.
The Lord gives you anointing to sing.
Okay, brother.
All right.
Here we go.
It's a beautiful song.
Behold, you have come over the hills, upon the mountains. To me you have run, my beloved, you captured my heart. With you I will go, you are my love. You are my dear one. The winter has passed and the springtime has come. Dance with me, oh lover of mine. It is time for song. Romance me, oh lover of my soul. It is time for song. Behold, you have come over the hills, upon the mountains.
and become and broken for my regard. And through it all, my eyes are on you. And through it all, it is well. And through it all, my eyes are on you. And it is well with me. Far be it for me to not believe, even when my eyes can't see. And this mountain that's in front of me will be thrown into the midst of the sea. And through it all, my eyes are on you. And through it all, it is well. And through it all, my eyes are on you. And it is well. It is well. Let go, my soul. And trust in him. The waves and winds still know his name. So let go, my soul, and trust in him. The waves and winds still know his name. So let go, my soul, and trust in him. The waves and winds still know his name. The waves and winds still know his name. It is well with my soul. It is well with my soul. It is well with my soul. It is well, it is well with my soul. Oh, it is well, it is well with my soul. Oh, my soul. And through it all, through it all, my eyes are on you. And through it all, it is well, Lord. And through it all, my eyes are on you. And it is well with me. Amen. Lord. Come, show us your glory, Lord.
Yes, Amen. Lord. Amen. Amen. Amen, sis. It could come very, very quickly, live. Everything, if it's really, everything is really happening. Oh, so quickly. We could be going home with the Lord. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, sis. Thank you, both you and Sis Connie. Bless y'all. Bless y'all for serving and worship and honor the Lord. Amen. All right. Bless you.
Hallelujah.
We'll be with you at the end of the service. Amen. Amen, sis.
Okay,
praise
Father.
God. His presence is here.
Praise
Amen.
The Lord. Okay. Amen.
Bye-bye. Right. Bye-bye. Glory to God. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That we come into the presence of the Lord. Oh, praise God that we can. And this, you know, his presence is so awesome. And I just pray, you know, that others would join us. But that time could be closing. It is time to get right with God. It is time to come to his son, Jesus. And of anybody, all those created children to the body of Christ, it's time to forget what is behind you, your sinful past, and going forward to your future in Jesus Christ. That's what every one of God's created children need to do. We as believers need to understand the past is gone. It's under the blood. The nature and the character of our old self is dead and gone. It is time to live the way that God wants us to live by his nature and character. Praise his name. Shalom, brothers and sisters. Grace, mercy, and love from our Heavenly Father, our loving Savior, Jesus Christ, and the ever-present Holy Spirit. Amen. The Lord Jesus has put this on my heart about forgetting what is behind. You, in your sinful past, because you have to truly be free and move on. It seems many believers are dealing with this in their life. Now, know this, that you are a true, that you, let me get what I wrote here. Now you know that this is true. This is your, there we go. I put something there. Here we go. Let me get it right. I'll get it right here now. Now, know this, that you, your true self, I just need to slow down. Know your true self, your spirit inside you as believers in Jesus Christ. It is done and settled. That part of you will not do this because God is inside you. As your spirit is linked together with the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, there is no room for sin or your past there. Where you are dealing with this is your soul and body. We are made up of three, just like God the Father, the Son, and Holy Spirit, and then our makeup as created beings, or created children, let's say that, created man and woman. You are spirit, soul, and body. The spirit is taken care of. The inner you, the eternal you that God put in us is done. It is finished. It is complete. Now he's going to take care of the soul and body very soon. There is no room for sin or your past there. Where you are dealing with this is your soul and body. But you as a believer have to know that your past is dead and gone. Dead and gone. The only one who will bring it up is your flesh and Satan. Your past life and sin has been crucified. Far as I know, when you are crucified, as we identify with our Savior, going through that for us, it is finished. Amen? Let's see how the Apostle Paul puts it in Scripture. Galatians 2:19-20. For the law I died to the law, and its demands on me. But salvation is provided through the death and resurrection of Christ, so that I might from now on live to God, not to herself, not to this world, and definitely not to the devil, amen. I have been, each one of us, I have been crucified with Christ. That is, in him I have shared his crucifixion. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith, by adhering to, relying on, and completely trusting in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself up for me. I have been crucified with Christ. That is, in him I have shared his crucifixion. He went through for you and me. Because of this, it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. Who is I? Who lives that? Who is I who live that the Apostle Paul is speaking about? Who we were without Christ. Who is the I? It should be that. Who is the I? I don't know why I left that out. Who is it I who live that Apostle Paul is speaking about? Who we were without Christ. Your past life of sin in the flesh. Amen? What should be the kind of life you live now? The life I live now in the body, I live by what? Number one, faith. Amen. The only way to please God. Number two, by adhering to abiding in. Amen. To Jesus. Number three, who you relying on? Rely on Jesus. Not man. Not the government. Definitely not religion. Definitely not this world. But Jesus. He's proved himself. Number four, completely trusting in the Son of God, our glorious Savior, Jesus Christ, Yeshua, to our Jewish friends, amen? And number five, why can you believe and trust him, the Son of God, Jesus Christ? A very profound question. Here's the answer. This is why. Who loved me and you so much that he gave himself up for us, being crucified on the cross, pouring out his life and blood, showing us clearly what kind of love he has for us. And then 3 days later, he rose again from the dead to complete all of God's love for us, for all of us. Amen. The conclusion is focus on what is before and not what lies behind in your past. Amen? Romans 8:1-3. As the Word of God tells us, therefore there is no condemnation, no guilty verdict, no punishment for those who are in Christ. What does that mean? Who believe in him as personal Lord and Savior. For the law of the Spirit of life, which is in Christ Jesus, the law of our new being, has set you free from the law of sin and death. Praise God for that. For what the law could not do, that is, overcome sin and remove its penalty, its power, being weakened by the flesh, man's nature without the Holy Spirit, God did. See, we couldn't because of our nature of sin and no way we could keep God's law. He sent his own son in the likeness of sinful man. In the likeness of sinful man, ain't that something? As an offering for sin. And he condemned sin in the flesh, subdued it, overcame it in the person of his own son. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, the Lord Jesus, our Savior, Son of God. And praise God, the mighty Holy Spirit that empowered him to do what he did all for us, and what the Spirit that lives in us is doing in our life. Amen. Thank you, sis, for that word. Now, let's look more. 2 Corinthians 5:14-17, okay? Verse 14, for the love of Christ controls and compels us, because we have concluded this, that one died for all, therefore all died. Yeah, it's possible. I mean, it's available. He says, I've crucified, and he crucified for all of his created children. Everything that Christ did is available for all who believe and trust him. And he died for all, so that all those who live will no longer what? Live for themselves. The old life. The old way of living. Worried about own self. Or to be like God, like Satan told Adam and Eve. Or equals even. But for him who died and was raised for their sake. Oh, hallelujah. That's why we don't live for ourselves. But for him who died and was raised for their sake. Praise God. Oh, yeah, the resurrection is very important. So from now on, we regard no one from a human point of view. That's a good thing. Because in this flesh, we have prejudices and what else can you say? Racism. You can say you put labels on people of what you think, who they are from the outside, things like that from the flesh. And usually it's selfish motive of how you treat others. That's the flesh. That's the worldly and standards and values. From a human point of view, according to the worldly and standard values, that's religion. That's man's way of what they think of Jesus. Oh, he was a good man. Oh, he was a prophet. Oh, he was a good rabbi. But they miss who he really is. He is the Son of the living God. He is the Messiah for Israel. He was the perfect sacrifice. The one who was perfect and without sin took all our sin upon him to be the perfect sacrifice to pour out his life and blood, the innocent Lamb of Almighty God. That's what you need to know, and that he is Savior. Now, their point of view is by their ideas, their step programs, their agendas, their so-called what they say based on their values and everything. Well, that's very weak, because the world don't have standards compared to God. Their standards are more like the fallen ones. Steal, kill, and destroy, fleece, fraud, all kinds of terrible things. Though we have known Christ from the human point of view, that would be us in a sense of like the Apostle Paul was, you know, talking about him being a Pharisee of Pharisees. And us. I mean, I've been all kinds of things. I've been a Baptist. I've been a Methodist, I think. I've been a Pentecostal, Charismatic, all those were things of men. Every one of those groups were formed by men and women even. And all the other kinds of religions and ideas are ideas of men, or even probably the big pusher is the fallen one and the doctrines of demons. Everything that keeps you from the truth and keeps you from going forward in Christ. We all been there. I'm sure many of us have been there one way or another. I mean, and you never, and the whole problem, you never satisfied. You never really saw anybody really concerned and have love overall. Though we have known Christ from a human point of view, we no longer know him this way. Hallelujah. Now here's the good news. We no longer know him this way. And then here's the truth. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, what does that mean? That is grafted in, joined to him by faith in him as Savior. You want to meet Jesus as the Son of God and Savior before you ever face him as judge. Oh, yes, you do. Because you're in a hell of a mess if you're doing that. He or she is a new creature, a creation, reborn, like Christ said, renewed by the Holy Spirit. That's the only way you come alive. Definitely ain't by works or tradition. It's what Jesus did in the power of the Holy Spirit. As he went through what he went through, the only way he gets through it is what he was showing us as believers, how we are to live in the power of the Holy Spirit. And definitely to be raised up by the Holy Spirit. And understand that same Spirit lives in you and me. Okay? And when he shows up, this is what should be happening. It does in your spirit. This is it. I mean, you've come alive in the place where God dwells. There's not going to be no sin. Oh, no. No. The old things, the previous moral and spiritual condition, which was what? Lost, sinful, rebellious, wicked, and death, have passed away. Hallelujah. Because why? We identify with Christ at the cross by faith. It says, I am crucified with Christ. Take hold of that and know that. And it's time to move forward. Behold, new things have come. Oh, yeah. New life, new nature, new purpose, the knowing the will of God, knowing his word as it comes alive by the Spirit of God, knowing it's about not about our life, but we are to be humble servants and follow the path of Christ and be concerned about others. Oh, hallelujah. Because spiritual awakening brings new life. Oh, hallelujah. What kind of life? New life is to God, eternal life. He's an eternal God. He's an everlasting God. Hallelujah. He lives within us. He lives. He lives. That old hymn. I walk with them and I talk with them as we go through the day. He lives. He lives. Salvation has come. How do I know that Jesus lives? He lives within my heart. Amen. Hallelujah. Or the heart is like the inner you spirit. Praise God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. The old things, the things you said or did while being a lost sinner, the previous moral and spiritual condition has passed away. Believe it. Apply it. Behold, you are a new creature or creation, reborn, renewed by the Holy Spirit. Amen. Then the last portion of Scripture that the Lord Jesus wants us to know about, that you do not have to dwell on your past, because that life is gone and under the blood of Christ, trying to raise it up again. No, you are forgiven of your sin and past. You truly do have a new life in Christ. Hallelujah. Good news. Praise God. And here is the word, and it's a powerful one, because this guy, you know who he is when you see what he says, and boy, take heed to what he says. Philippians 3, as he's inspired by the Holy Spirit, write down his personal testimony, what has happened to his life, and you can see the change. Philippians 3, 5 through 13, glory to the Lord. Let me get a drink here. And when we read this, you see all this that the Apostle Paul, was Saul at this time, but Apostle Paul, I mean, what he's talking about, he was Saul when he was doing this, but that everybody would think that'd be fantastic in this world. Oh, yeah, it's so great. He's very learned. Oh yes, he's straight. He is tough, and he's gonna bring judgment, and he's gonna put the hammer down, get these people straight. You'll see what I'm talking about, the difference, the kind of spirit they have, the kind of way they treat people. Listen to what Paul says about it. Circumcised when I was 8 years old. Oh, excuse me, not eight days old. Of the nation of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews, an exonerary Hebrew, as to the observance of the law, a Pharisee. As to my zeal for Jewish tradition, a persecutor of the church, the true living church, the followers of the way in Christ. You start seeing a clear picture here. The real move of God is outside the established religion of men. And as righteousness, opposed right living. Persecuted as to righteousness, suppose right living, or self-righteousness, you'd call it, which my fellow Jews believe is in the law. I prove myself blameless. But whatever former things were gains to me, as I thought then, these things once regarded as advancement in merit, I have come to consider as loss, absolute worthless. The same thing Jesus said in John 6. The things of the flesh and the natural things of that you think is going to keep you right with God or saved is worthless. For the sake of Christ and the purpose which he has given my life, but more than that, I count everything as loss compared to the priceless privilege and supreme advantage of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, and of the growing more deeply and thoroughly acquainted with him, a relationship, a joy unequaled. Oh, yeah. When we really know our Savior, there is joy. Where do your strength come from? The joy of knowing Jesus. And that the King of glory and the Son of God wants a relationship with each of us. Isn't that amazing? For his sake, I have lost everything, and I consider it all garbage. What do? With garbage. We throw it out. We don't hang on it, hang to it. We don't dig around in it. So many people do. So that I may gain Christ and may be found in him, believing and relying on him, not having any righteousness of my own derived from what? Obedience to the law and its ritual, but possessing the genuine righteousness which comes through faith in Christ, the only way it comes. The righteousness which comes from God on the basis of faith, he says it twice. And this, so that I know him experientially, becoming more thoroughly acquainted with him, understanding the remarkable wonders of his person more completely. Oh, yes, Lord, help us. And in that same way, experience the power of his resurrection, which overflows and is active in believers. I told you, the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead lives in you. The same power. Isn't that amazing? And that I may share the fellowship of his suffering by being continually conformed innerly into the likeness, even to his death, dying as he did so that I may attain to the resurrection that will raise me from the dead. Oh, hallelujah. Not that I've already attained this goal of being Christ-like. No. No, in our life we keep growing and maturing, I pray. Or already have been made perfect. Nobody, no. But I actively press on so that I may take hold of that perfection which Christ Jesus took hold of me and made me his own. He makes us perfect. But we're growing and maturing as believers. You are perfect. You are righteous. You are holy in the inner man. And like that song from Hillsong, I think, inside out, God is changing you. And the final change will be on the resurrection rapture day, the day of redemption, that you are sealed by the Holy Spirit until then, until God takes care of this flesh and sin and the consequences of any of it. Glory to God. What a day that will be. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Brothers and sisters, I do not consider that I have made it my own yet. But one thing I do, forgetting what, listen to this clearly, forgetting what lies behind and reaching forward to what lies ahead. Amen. That's what God wants us to be doing. Shalom, Brother Rob. Welcome to the Lord's Hour, brother. All that Paul shared from his heart, empowered by the Holy Spirit, that the brothers and sisters were dealing with this still. Then, in their time, and many today are too, God does not want you to go back there, but to do this for such a time as this. Listen to this. Amen. Philippians 14 through 16. I press on toward the goal to win the heavenly prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. All of us who are mature, pursuing spiritual perfection, should have this attitude. Amen. And if any respect you have a different attitude, that too God will make clear to you. If you have any other kind of different respect to what God's word said, God will make it clear to you. Only let us stay true to what we have already attained. Amen? Glory to the Lord. What a way to start. But let us take heed if anyone is struggling with this. When you understand what God has done in your life totally, this will bring more peace and freedom. Amen. The other part, do not let the defeated one, who is truly has no power over you, because you have the name and power and authority of Jesus Christ. Power has been stripped or has been demoted or knocked down, that's for sure. Defeated by Christ. Destroyed the works of the devil. Probably does a lot of things with lies, deception, and smoke and mirror. But you don't have to fall for it. You don't have to listen to him. You just stand it to him with the word of God and by the mighty name of Jesus and pray in the spirit of God. Hallelujah. So when your old flesh or the devil try to bring up your past, you stand up to them with the word of God that says this. And sis shared, but I'm going to share the scripture again. You need to know this, how to stand up. And in the caption for this chapter fits perfectly. Escape from bondage. Escape from bondage of the past. Escape from the bondage of sin. Hallelujah. Praise God. Escape from this world and world system and the devil. And that's coming. It's called the rapture. Hallelujah. But here's the truth that you share. Therefore, there is no condemnation, no guilty verdict, no punishment for those who are in Christ. He makes us who we are. We are accepted by the Father through the life and blood of Christ and rising again the third day. In Christ Jesus, those who are in Christ Jesus, what does that mean? Hear it clear. Who believe in him as personal Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. Bless you, brother. Good to see you here. The appropriate caption for this word in chapter 8 is escape from bondage, because this verse in chapter will do this for you, because this is truth for your lives. Amen. Praise the Lord. So first, we will see what God's word says about forgetting what is behind you. Amen. The definition of forgetting: to cease or fail to remember, but unable to recall, to leave behind. You hear these? This is what God wants you to do, because he says it's finished. It's done. It's under the blood. To cease or fail to remember, be unable to recall, and leave behind. Amen. Hallelujah. So this is what the Lord Jesus and your Father in heaven and the Holy Spirit wants. The Spirit wants us to do. To cease, to be unable to recall, and leave behind the path of your flesh, sin, and death. Let the Holy Spirit lead you now in a life of righteousness. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, by God's word, oh, praise the name of the Lord. Listen to this. Now, by the word of God, Genesis 41:51. Look what the Lord made Joseph do. Joseph named his firstborn Manasseh. And you know what his name means? Causing to forget. For he said, God has made me forget all my trouble and hardship and all the sorrow and the loss of my father's household. Isn't that something? Here Joseph named his firstborn Manasseh, causing to forget. Why? Why did he do that? Because he thought it was important. He wanted to know and remember what God had made him do. Forget. Forget. Like I was telling my wife, it's almost when you hear God said, I forgive you, then you can forget because you have been forgiven. They're pretty close words. Number one, what do you forget? All my trouble, amen. Number two, all the hardship, amen. And number three, the sorrow of the loss of my father's household, amen. The things of the past, the things you've gone through because of your sin. God's saying, forget them. Don't recall them. We too forget and move forward. We have to be obedient to the will of the Father. To forget what is behind, learn from it, and move forward in Christ. Amen? Ezekiel 39, verse 25 to 27. Therefore, thus says the Lord God. Oh, hallelujah. The Lord God. Now, I will restore the fortune of Jacob, Israel, and have mercy on the whole house of Israel, and I will be jealous for my holy name, demanding what is rightfully and uniquely mine. Listen to this. Listen to what God says to bring this. They will forget their disgrace and all their treachery. Treachery is called unfaithfulness. that you don't believe God and you're trying to do it yourself or go behind his back, which they perpetuated against me. And I'll tell you about the definition of that word too. Against me. When they live securely in their own land and there's no one who makes them afraid. Does that sound familiar of a country we're living in or a country that Brother Andrew's living in or others? When I bring them back from the nation and gather them out of the enemy's land, then I shall show myself holy, and my justice and holiness will be vindictive. Through them in the sight of many vindicated, will be vindicated through them in the sight of many nations. Well, praise God. The Lord God, the God of Israel, has done this for his people. Truthfully, we who are far off from God and Christ, we have been brought near to him and now have a relationship with him. Amen? But according to verse 26, what does he want us to do? What does God want us? They will, number one, forget their disgrace. Amen. Number two, all their treachery. Amen. Number three, unfaithfulness. Amen. Which they and us too, when we were lost and sinful, they perpetuated against me. So what does this word mean, perpetuated? Listen to this. Let's look. Here's the definition of perpetuated. Listen to this. Constantly circulated or repeated or practiced, carried on. God says enough is enough. And when you're messing around and trying to, you know, can't let go, kind of seem like you're dealing with it all the time, you're opening the door for it to circulate. Let me get back to the definition here. When you focus on it, you have a tendency to go back, constantly circulate it, repeat it, practice, carry it on. No, you don't want to do that. That's why God wants you to forget. Wow. Do you see and hear what the Holy Spirit is telling us? If we are thinking about the past or dwelling on the past, it will lead you to do what we were doing when we were lost. Who wants to be there? Who wants you to be there? Who wants you to be there? Satan. Satan does, not God. He says, you're a new creation. I have given you a new life. Now live it like I told you. Listen and obey my Son by the Holy Spirit and in the Word. Amen. When we do, who is against us? Excuse me. When we do, who is it against? When you do, when you decide to keep messing with stuff that should be taken care of in your life, our God and Savior Jesus Christ, God have mercy. If we're trying to do any of these things, we quench or grieve the Holy Spirit. It is put this way in the Word of God. Two ways of grieving and quenching the Holy Spirit. Let's look. Ephesians 4, verse 30. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, but seek to please him, not displease him, by whom you were what? Sealed and marked, almost branded as God's own, but a brand of love. Not, well, it's sort of like branded is because he paid the price, but it's a love ownership brand. For the day of redemption, hallelujah, you've been sealed and branded until the day of redemption. And what is the day of redemption, the glorious day that's coming? The final deliverance from the consequences of sin. Glory to God. Hallelujah. would please your Father in heaven as not to grieve the Holy Spirit in our lives. One thing, we are sure learning. Do not think about or dwell on your past, but learn from it and thank God you are not there anymore. Amen. Now quench. Quench. Let's look. 1 Thessalonians 5:19. Do not quench, subdue, or be unresponsive to the working and guidance of the Holy Spirit. Amen. It says in Galatians 5, be responsive, guided, and responsive to the Holy Spirit. You don't want to quench, and you don't want to grieve. Again, one way this can happen. Again, one way this can happen. Thinking about or dwelling on dead past life. Amen. Psalm 103, 11 through 13. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is your loving kindness toward those who fear and worship him with all filled respect and deepest reverence, as far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from. And you think about that. And who did he put them on? To take care of him forever. On his son. He took our transgressions from us. And he put them on his son. On that cross. To die and let his blood wash them away. Thank you, Father. Just as the Father loves his children, so the Lord loves those who fear and worship him with all filled respect and the deepest reverence. Amen. Tonight, there is a song I will share what this really means. Amen. This is a couple of paragraphs about the sea of forgetfulness and know what it really means to us. Amen. What is the sea of forgetfulness? Answer. The phrase sea of forgetfulness is not actually in Scripture. When people mention the sea of forgetfulness, they are usually referring to the several passages that talk about God's forgiveness, and how when we are justified in Christ, God forgets. See, I told you that word was sort of lined up with forgiveness. God forgets our sin completely, that they might as well be buried at the bottom of an ocean. Glory to God. The main passage that contains the idea of the sea of forgetfulness is Micah 7:19. And this is what it says. He will again have compassion on us, and he will subdue our iniquities. And then what will he do? You will cast all our sins into the depths of the sea. Another verse. Isaiah 1:18 says that God will make our scarlet sins as white as wool. And then Psalm 103 verse 12, we just read, expresses a thought yet another way. As far as the east is from the west, so far he has removed our transgressions from us. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. When you hear this song, you'll know what this is talking about. Oh, glory to God. So again, God does not want you to think about your sinful past, but to look to your new life in Christ. This is about forgetting what lies behind with this powerful scripture. Zephaniah 3:17. The Lord God is in your midst. Oh, yeah. He's right here within our lives. A warrior who saves. Yeah. It was a battle. It was a war. And he defeated the foe. He will rejoice over you with joy. You know what that means if you look into the Word of God about what that means in Hebrew. It means spin like a top. Excited. And rejoices over us. He will be quiet. In his love, because of his love, he'll be quiet. Make it no mention of your past sins. He will rejoice over you with shouts of joy. Hallelujah. The verse I will point out to you is that he'll be quiet in his love. How does he do this now for such a time as this? Mainly, no mention of your past life of sin. Why, brothers and sisters, why? Glory to God. Because they are under the blood of Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. Now, we'll move to what God wants us to do. Forward in Christ. Oh, amen. Amen. The definition of forward. Toward. Or at a place, a point, or time in advance. Onward, ahead. To move forward. From this day forward. To look forward. Amen. This definition clearly tells us what we should be doing as we live for Christ now. Amen. Now by God's mighty word. Now by God's mighty word. Listen to this about the happening of the parting of the Red Sea and crossing. Listen to this. I don't think I remember this, but this is what was, this is it. Exodus 14-16, verse 14. And the Lord will fight for you while you only need to keep silent and remain calm. The Lord God will fight for you. Only you need to keep silent and remain calm. And verse 15, listen to this. The Lord said to Moses, why do you cry to me? Tell the sons of Israel to move forward toward the sea. As for you, lift up your staff and stretch out your hand over the sea and divide it, so that the sons of Israel may go through the middle of the sea on dry land. Hallelujah. The Lord said to Moses, why do you cry to me? Tells the sons of Israel to move forward. We know this is the account of crossing the Red Sea. By sight, it looked like a hopeless situation, but by faith and obedience of the people, there was hope and deliverance. Why did God tell them? What did God tell them again? Move forward. So what is he telling us to do now? Children of the living God, move forward in my son's name and authority, empowered by my Holy Spirit, says the Lord God of hope. Amen. Let us take heed to our Savior and the Lord God Jesus Christ. 1 John 1, verse 9. What? I confess my sins and repent. God remembers them no more. Psalm 103:12 is a reference. They are put into sea of forgiveness. Micah 7:19. They are under the blood of Jesus. We're set free. Romans 3:23. With no condemnations. 8:1. Especially for ourselves. Amen. Hallelujah. Sis. Thank you. Praise God for the reference of the Word of God that confirms the message he has given us. 1 Samuel 16:13. Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed David in the presence of his brothers. And the Spirit of the Lord came mightily on David from that day forward. And Samuel rose and went to Ramah. The same for us, but even greater. When the Holy Spirit comes to us by our faith in Christ, he stays now and forever. Hallelujah. So leaving behind what is past and focusing on what is now in our life, the new life in Christ, and our future in eternity. Amen. I can tell you a hint about it. Let's look. 1 Corinthians 2, 9 through 10. But just as it is written, oh, hallelujah. This is just giving you a glimpse, hallelujah, because we could be seeing this very soon, hallelujah. Oh, praise the name of the Lord. Things which the eye has not seen, and the ear has not heard, and which have not entered the heart of man, all that God has prepared for those who love him, who hold him in affectionate reverence, who obey him, who gratefully recognize the benefits that he has bestowed. Oh, hallelujah. Eternal benefits. For God has unveiled them and revealed them to us through the Holy Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things diligently, even sounding and measuring the profound depths of God, the divine counsel, and the things far beyond human understanding. Amen. Isn't that exciting? Very amazing. Bright, eternal future for all of us who believe in him, trust him, and love him. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. What does this tell you? You better be sure, whoever you're listening to, are you studying the word? You better have the Holy Spirit. You better be praying for the anointing. You better be praying the Spirit is leading you, because that's the only way you can understand God's word. That's why we got all these people say, oh, we got to do this and that, because they're trying to do it in the flesh. You can't. You'll wear yourself out and pray it wears you out to your knees and cry out to Jesus. That's God's way. It is totally different than anything in this world that has a resemblance of saying, this is the way to God. No. The only way is Christ. And the only way to know it is by the Holy Spirit. And everybody that, you know, names the name of Christ is not all necessary born-again believers. Understand that. Oh, yeah, that's one of the labels they use, too. And it seems like they like a hammer-down label on people. That ain't God. God's a God of love, mercy, and grace. And yes, he's a God of righteousness. But he ain't going to do it by condemnation. And he's not going to do it by judgment. And say, oh, you better stay straight line. You can't miss. You can't make a mistake. Who are you? Look at me. That's what they mostly do. They're very prideful and arrogant. So you got to be like me. No. We are to be like Christ. Hallelujah. Psalm 78, verse 52, that's powerful, though. Hallelujah. That's what we're getting ready to see. Remember, the Lord has the park for us. I was sharing that with my brothers at church the other day. We have a park. And boy, by the number, it says how many people. I pray that every one of them come to Christ. We're almost at a million, brothers and sisters. And that's all glory to Jesus. But at the time that we've been here, almost a million people have downloaded or come to the Lord's house. Over these years that Brother Elby was raised up, and then others were raised up, and myself and Sister Jeanette and now Sister Connie and all y'all here, been here, we're family. We're going to have a tremendous reunion, and our Savior is going to be there. He'll come to it too. Praise the name of the Lord. Psalm 78, verse 52. But God led his own people forward like sheep. Amen. Who? God led his people which way? Forward. And he guided them in the wilderness like a good shepherd with a flock. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, praise God, the great shepherd. So what about the great shepherd now? Let's look. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. John 10, 7 through 10. Let me get a drink. Oh, praise his name. It's exciting. So Jesus said again, I assure you, and most solemnly say to you, what he's saying that says, this is who I really am. Understand this. I am. Anytime he says I am, he's telling him he's God. I am the door for the sheep leading to what? Life. All who come before me as false messiahs and self-appointed leaders, well, we got a few of those, are thieves and robbers. Now, whose kind of nature is that? That nature of the world, the nature of man, the flesh, and the old devil. The true sheep did not hear them. And then he says it again, I am the door. Anyone who enters through me, through Christ, will be saved. And will live forever. Hallelujah. Now, who does not want that? And will go in and out freely and find what? Pasture. And what is the significance of that? As it shows it, for he puts it in words they can understand, but what does it really mean the Lord is saying? Spiritual security. Oh, hallelujah. And then he moves on. Verse 10, here's the contrast. The thief comes only to order to steal, kill, and destroy. Has he been trying to do that, especially the last 3 years or so? Oh, yeah. I came that they may have and enjoy life and to have it in abundance to the full till it overflows. See, our God's the God of life. All these others are the God of death. God of mercy. This is moving forward as our great shepherd leads and guides. Leaving behind the burnt grass and the hard and dry dirt for the pasture of the Lord Jesus, which is spiritual security in him. Amen. Hallelujah. Isaiah 9, verse 7. There shall be no end to the increase of his government and of peace. He shall rule on the throne of David over his kingdom, establish it and uphold it with justice and righteousness from that time forward. Oh, we're going forward. And how long? Forevermore. We are to be on the offensive and not the defensive. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will accomplish this. Hallelujah. Greater is he that's in us, Jesus, than he, Satan's in the world, and his cohorts, and whatever they do. Oh, hallelujah. Know how wonderful, powerful, and big our God is, victorious and mighty. Praise his name forever. All you need to know from this time forward forevermore. Amen. Jeremiah 7, verse 24. But they did not obey me or bend their ear to hear me, but followed the counsels and the stubbornness of their own evil heart. And they turned and went backwards instead of forward. Oh, no. Don't want to do that. Don't want to go there. Let us not do this, Lord Jesus. Let us not do this. The Lord Jesus wants us to go forward with him, not looking back or going backward, but forward in him. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, let us take heed. Praise his name. One more point. What caused them to go backwards? Number one, but they did not obey him. What did the Father say at the transfiguration? This is my beloved Son. Listen and obey him. But these people, they didn't obey. That's number one problem. Here's number two. Or bend their ear to hear, to be still and quiet and be able to hear that still small voice that told my wife that in this time we live, it's sounding like a trumpet. He's making it easier for you to hear. Hallelujah. Why did they go backwards? Hear this clearly. But followed the counsels and the stubbornness of their own mind. Not even other people. In your own self, this can happen. What did it make them do? And us too. They turned and went backwards. Took their eyes off Jesus Christ and started focusing on themselves. God have mercy. We don't want to be there. It's like that beautiful song, Spirit Lead Me. I'm tired of chasing feelings. Spirit Lead Me. Amen. Habakkuk 3, verse 19. Glory to the Lord. The Lord God is my strength, my source of courage, my invincible army. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. He is the captain of hosts. He is the king of glory. Who can defeat him? No one. He has made my feet steady and sure, like hind's feet, and makes me walk forward, makes me walk forward with the spiritual confidence on my high places of challenge and responsibility. He made my feet steady and sure like hind's feet and makes me walk forward with spiritual confidence. Amen. We truly depend upon him. Malachi 4, verse 2. But for you who fear my name, with all filled reverence, the Son of Righteousness will rise with healing in its wings, and you will go forward and leap joyfully like calves and release from the stall. You ever seen that? When the calves, when it's springtime and they're excited and they run and jump. Hallelujah. The Lord makes beautiful illustrations, doesn't he? We here in Texas, we know what that is. Do you see when you go forward in Christ, it brings true freedom? Knowing your past has been taken care of, and now you have a new life in purpose of life, faith, and righteousness. Amen? Hallelujah. 3 through 5. Oh, hallelujah now. Listen to this. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. Mm-mm-mm. He said to the man whose hand was withered, get up and come forward. He asked them. Now, he's telling the man to get up and come forward, but he's teaching other people something. He asked them, is it lawful on the Sabbath to do good or to do evil? To save a life or to kill? But this was past their understanding but they kept silent because they couldn't answer, because they really didn't know. After looking around at them with anger, he was grieved, anger, and he was grieved at the hardness and arrogance of their heart. Anger. You don't want the anger of the Lord. And grieved because they had the hardness of their heart and they didn't know. He told the man, hold out your hand, and he held it out and his hand was completely restored. He said to the man whose hand was withered to do what? Get up and come forward. He commanded this man to do this. Do you think if he didn't do what Jesus commanded, he would have been restored or healed? No. I don't think so. But praise God, he humbly did. Then Jesus told the man, hold out your hand. And he held it out and showed everyone as a witness what happened as you obeyed the command of the Lord Jesus, that his hand was completely restored. Amen. Have to obey Jesus Christ as he tells us to go forward and not looking back what is behind, but what is ahead as we go forward with Christ. Amen. 2 Samuel 22, 29 through 32. For you, O Lord, are my lamp. The Lord illuminates and dispels my darkness. Thank you, Lord. For by you I can run upon a troop. By my God I can leap over a wall. As for God, his way is blameless and perfect. The word of the Lord is tested. He is a shield to all those who take refuge and trust him. For who is God besides the Lord? And who is a rock besides our God? Amen, sis. Glory to God. Glory to God as his word comes forth and tell us who exactly he is and who he is to us. Hallelujah. He's everything to us because he loves us. And he wants to show himself strong. And he wants to show himself true because he loves us. Hallelujah. Hebrews 11, verse 10. For he was waiting and expectantly looking forward to the city which has foundation, an eternally heavenly city, whose architect and builder is God. Builder is God. Now, who wants to live in a city like that? Oh, hallelujah. You know one thing? It'll be perfect. What motivated all these great people of faith in the Hebrews 11, the chapter of the Hall of Faith? Looking forward to the city which has foundations, an eternal heavenly city whose architect and builder is our God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. 2 Peter 3:14. So, beloved, since you are looking forward to these things, be diligent and make every effort to be found by him at his return, spotless and blameless in peace, that is, innerly calm with a sense of spiritual well-being and confidence, having lived a life of obedience to him. Now understand, the people that Peter was speaking to, they were getting ready to face the Colosseum. They were getting ready to face because they would not bow down to the world and the Roman Empire and the so-called Caesar calling himself God. They would not do it. Peter was preparing them for they was going to be martyred and slaughtered and burned on posts for their faith, that this world is not worthy of any of them. Hallelujah to you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You got to remember the context and what was going on. So he's given them the word of give them peace and know that the Lord is with you. Don't let them steal your joy. Go all the way with Christ and he's with you. And then it came to the place to give their life in whichever way. It's a doorway right out of this world into eternity and be with their Savior. welcomed, escorted by angels as they come. Praise the name of the Lord. So now, beloved of the Lord Jesus, since you are looking forward to these things, number one, be diligent. Amen. Number two, make every effort to be found by him at his return. Amen. Number three, spotless and blameless as you are in Christ. Amen. Number four, in peace, that is innerly calm with a sense of spiritual well-being and confidence. Amen. And number five, having lived a life of obedience to him, Jesus Christ. Now this is by the power of God through his love, mercy, and grace in Christ that you're able to do this. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So now, for such a time as this, we are to be forgetting what is behind us, a life of flesh and sin and death, and moving forward to the new life we have in Christ. Remember, God does not want you to think, want you to think about or dwell on your past life. You have a new life given to you through your Savior, Jesus Christ. Let's do this going forward as we live and serve our risen Lord, Jesus. And know we are forgiven. And our sin and our past is passed away now by the life and blood of Christ. Time to move on. And do not let your flesh and Satan bring it up to you again. Just tell them, it is under the blood of Jesus in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, I finish this powerful message to bring peace and more freedom in your life with these two scriptures. Oh, hallelujah. In the days we live, these scriptures are important. 1 Thessalonians 1:10, by the truth of God's word, not man, and what man thinks. And to look forward and confidently wait for the coming of his Son from heaven. Hallelujah. Who he raised from the dead. Glory to God. Jesus, who personally rescues us from the coming wrath. Oh, hallelujah. This is what the Lord is going to do, and draws us to himself, granting us all the privileges and rewards of a new life with him. Hallelujah. Right there in that one scripture is a picture of the rapture, the resurrection rapture, the day of redemption. Right there. Hallelujah. Jesus, who personally rescues us from the coming wrath, then where does it go? And draws us to himself. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Face to face with our glorious Savior and Lord who loved us so much. And then what happened? Granting us all privileges and rewards of a new life with him as we are now. But what do you think about in heaven? Glory to God. Yes, Lord Jesus, that we are looking forward and confidently waiting for your coming, not looking at what is behind us, but pressing on to what is before us. Amen. Let go and let God. Oh, hallelujah. And then Jude 1, verse 21. And keep yourself in the love of God, waiting anxiously and looking forward to the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ, which will bring you to eternal life. Hallelujah. The Lord is speaking. Hallelujah. Hearing that word again, just around the corner. Oh, glory to God. Waiting anxiously. And what else? Listen, what else? Looking forward. Not backwards, but forward. to the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ, which will bring you to eternal life. Amen. Praise God forever. Amen. Praise God forever. Oh, hallelujah. As I told you, I'll share it with you. How far does God forgive us of our sins? And he forgets them. Forgetting from what's behind and moving forward in Christ that you can because of what Jesus has done. Hallelujah. Uh-oh. There he goes. Hear this and know. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. I am, Lord, drowning in the sea of forgetfulness. As yesterday's around me, I yearn for peace and rest. I don't end up where you meet. It echoes in my mind. Keeps me awake tonight. I know you've cast my sin as far as the east is from the west, and I stand before you now as though I've ever sinned. But today I feel like I'm just 1 feet away from you leaving me this way. Hello, can you tell me as how far the east is from the west? Cause I can't bear to see the man I've become rising up in me again. In the arms of your mercy I find rest. Cause you know just far the east is from the west. From one scarred hand to the other. Yes, Lord. You. What you have done. Hallelujah. Praise God. We can move forward with you, Lord. I'll start the day the war begins, endless reminding of my sin, and time again, through the drowned out by the storm. And today I feel like I'm just one mistake away from leaving me this way. Jesus, can you show me just how far the east is from the west? Hallelujah. Cause I can't bear to see the man I've come rising up in me again. In the arms of your mercy I find rest. Cause you know just how far the east and the west from one scarred hand to the other. Amen. I know you washed me white and turned us into light. I need your peace to get me through, to get me through this night. I can't feel what I feel, but the truth your word reveals. I'm not holding on to you, but you're holding on to me. You're holding on to me. Amen. Amen. You can tell me far the east is from the west. Amen. I don't have to see the man I've been rising in me again. In the arms of your mercy I found rest. Cause you know just far as east is from the west, from one scarred hand to the other. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Glory. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And to the other. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. And to the other. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. That makes it all go away quickly. When you sit there and you sound like he's dealing with it and everything, and then he realized, show me how far the east or the west, and the Lord will. From one scarred hand to the other. And then you need to understand what else has happened because of that at the cross, but who Jesus, what he did at the cross. And as the Word of God, as we read and said, all things are new. You're a new creation. Oh, praise his name. Let us celebrate and no more to go forward in Christ and leave the past behind. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
I've heard you can take what's broken and make it whole again. Well, here's the pieces of my heart. What can you do with them? Because I can't hold them all together anymore. So let them fall, surrender to the flow.
Amen. This is what he does.
You make all things new.
Hallelujah.
You make all things new. God of mercy and love, do what only you can do. And you make all things new.
Amen.
Only you can bring such beauty from the depths of all my pain. Only you can take this shattered heart and make it beat again. Oh, you hold us all together in your hand.
Hallelujah.
I surrender all I have and all I am.
Amen.
You make all things new.
Hallelujah.
You make all
thank you, Lord.
God of mercy and love, do what only you can do, and make all things new.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
From the ashes, from the dust, I will rise up, rise up. Out of darkness, into the light, I will rise up, rise up. From the ashes, from the dust, I will rise up, rise up. Out of darkness, into light I will rise up, rise up. You make all things new.
Hallelujah.
You make all things new.
Hallelujah.
God of mercy and love, do what only you can do. And you make all things, you make all things
you. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Psalm 103, verse 11 through 13. As for the heavens are high above the earth, so great is the loving kindness toward those who fear and worship him with all filled respect and deepest reverence. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. And we know what the east and the west mean. As far from one of God's nail-scarred hand stretched out to the other. And our sins were removed, washed away with the life and blood of the Son of God, the Savior, Jesus Christ. Just as the Father loves his children, so the Lord loves those who fear and worship him, all filled respect and deepest reverence. We have to know our place and humbly serve the Lord and be a servant as he's called us. Just like the song that Sis Connie sang, make me a servant. Hallelujah. Make me a servant, Lord. I pray we are. Whatever God calls us to do in these times that we live, people need to hear about the love and the grace and mercy of God through his Son, Jesus Christ, and that he is the only way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to Father. No one has life. No one's forgiven. No one will rise again without Christ. He makes all things new. He makes you who you have to be. Welcome back, sis. Amen. Yeah, brother Andrew, he thought about going to practice and play the guitar. Praise God. That'd be exciting. Amen. Glory to God. So in all this, know that everything of who we are, what we go through, and what we face dealing with this old flesh, a love that remains. Just like as a God who stays. I should see that. Yes, Lord. Play that. Let me see if I can find it here real quick. Because this is what he does. Okay, let's see now. All right. There it is. Hallelujah. Yeah, let's play this one before we get to the other one. Thank you, Jesus. Find the words. Because they need to be, you know, the beat and everything about music is one thing, but the words are so powerful. I thought I had them. Yes, I did. Praise God. All right. I understand this. This is everything about understanding that our God is eternal. Praise his name. All right. Thank you, Lord. Try it again. Here you go. Oh, it's at the end. Hang on. Let me get it started. Okay. Here we go. I think. What's going on? Huh. One more time. Well, hold on. Yeah, all right, let me get over here. There we go. There we go. Finally. Hallelujah. If I were you, I would have given up on me by now. I would have labeled me a loss.
song, because I feel just like a lost song. If I were you, I would have turned around and walked away. I wouldn't label me beyond repair, because I feel like I'm beyond repair. But somehow you don't see me like I do. Somewhere you still hear. You're the God who stays. You're the God who stays. You're the one who runs in my direction. When the whole world walks away, you're the God who stands with wide open arms. You tell me nothing I have ever done can separate my heart from the God who stays. Amen. Hallelujah. You hide. Every time I thought I let you down, I always thought I'd under-earn my way. But I'm learning you don't work that way. Somehow you don't seem like I do. Somehow you still here. You're the God who stays. You're the God who stays. You're the one who runs in my direction. When the whole world walks away, you're the God who stands with wide open arms. And you're telling me nothing I have ever done can separate my heart from the God who stays. Amen. My shame can't separate. My guilt can't separate. My past can't separate. I'm yours forever. My sin can't separate. My scars can't separate. My failures can't separate. I'm yours forever. No enemy can separate. No power of hell can take away. Your love for me will never change. I'm yours forever. Hallelujah. You're the God who stays. You're the God who stays. You're the one who runs in my direction. When the whole world walks away, you're the God who stands with wide open arms. And you tell me nothing I've ever done can separate my heart from the God who stays. Amen. The God who stays. The one who runs in my direction. When the whole world walks away, God who stands with wide open arms. You tell me nothing I've ever done can separate my heart from the God who stays. Amen. Brothers and sisters, that's the truth. He stays. He's staying. Staying here forever. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. All right, and what else? What else remains? A love that remains. God's love. His love is poured out to us by the Holy Spirit. He gives us more and more grace by the Holy Spirit. We understand his word and revelation and the truth and the mysteries of God by the Holy Spirit. A love that remains. Because, see, that happens in our life because he's here to stay. He's not going nowhere. Don't let the devil ever tell you that. You tell him. He's a God who stays in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And his love is everlasting. His love is like a warm blanket when it's very cold. Or gentle rain and the smell of the rain. It's like Jesus, the name of Jesus. Like the fragrance of the rain. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. A love that remains. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Oh, yes, Lord. Glory to God.
You have not let me go too far away. Always I stray. Always I stray. All I found is love that remains. All of the remains.
Amen.
All I could see was a mess that I made. You were not faith. You were not faith. All I found is a love that remains. A love that remains.
Amen.
When I was in need, you sought after me. When I turned away, your love has never changed. You paid off my debt, gave me your rest, washed off my weary feet, prepared a feast, saved me a seat, brought out your best for me.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
All that I had, I wasted away. You took my shame and put a robe in its place. Gave me your ring and called me by name. You celebrate.
Hallelujah.
When I was in need, you sought after me. When I turned away, your love had never changed. You paid off my debt, give me your rest, washed off my weary feet, prepared a feast, gave me a seat, brought out your best for me.
Amen. Hallelujah now. We all know the love of God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes. Thank you, Lord.
You have opened doors and opened arms. You say I'm not too far. You have opened doors and opened arms. You say I'm not too far away from running.
Hallelujah.
You always come running after me. You always come running. Oh, hallelujah. You always come running after me. When I was in need, you sought after me. Thought I was too far gone. You stood there with loving arms. You paid off my debt, gave me your rest, washed off my weary feet, prepared a feast, saved me a seat, brought out your best for me. Paid off my debt, gave me your rest, washed off my weary feet, prepared a feast, saved me a seat, brought out your best for me.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise his name. Only time to see God running.
You always come running after me. You always come running.
You always come running after me. You always come running. You always come running after me. You always come running. You always come running after me. You always come running. You always come running after me. You always come running. Hallelujah! You always come running after me. You always come running. You always come running after me. You always come running. You always come running after me. When I was in need, you sought after me. Thought I was too far gone. You stood there with loving arms. You paid off my debt, gave me your rest. Washed off my weary feet, prepared a feast, saved me a seat, brought out your best for me, paid off my debt, gave me your rest, washed off my weary feet, prepared a feast, saved me a seat, brought out your best for me. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, brothers and sisters, that relates to the parable of the son, prodigal son, and the father. But what else is it showing? It's showing he's preparing a feast. The lamb, the lamb of God. I mean, the supper of the lamb, the wedding feast. He's prepared a feast. He has saved us a seat. He's saved us a seat. Isn't that awesome? He wants us to go there. He wants to be with us. And he wants us to be with him. That's going forward. You know, think about it. Going up, that's going forward. Not backwards. No, no. It's going forward in Christ. Oh, that'll pass. It'll draw you, pull you down or draw you back. But you can say no. It's under the blood. No, leave me alone. It's under the blood. Get away from me, devil. It's under the blood in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, and praise his name. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. Get excited what Christ has done, what our Father in heaven has done through his Son and through the mighty Holy Spirit. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Says hallelujah. Everyone is worshiping in the Lord in songs and spirit and truth. Hallelujah. Getting us prepared. Getting prepared for his glorious coming. Getting us prepared for celebration in heaven. Hallelujah, as we rejoice and be with our glorious Savior, a loving Father, and the mighty Holy Spirit, and be with all the redeemed, all our family and friends, all our brothers and sisters here at the Lord's hour. Hallelujah. There's a glorious day coming. And it could be coming very fast by what is being spoken of what these crazy people in this world want to do. But by the word of God, we know it's going to happen. We know it's going to happen. Because it is prophesied. But praise God, we know of the blessed hope before it totally happens in this world. Well, anyway, praise God. And then we understand and know, as we go forward in Christ, who we are in Christ. We are servants of the Lord. We represent Jesus as ambassadors for Christ in this world. He has given us his name, his power, and authority to be in the place to stand up to the fallen one as he has destroyed the works of the devil. and that we are to tell others or pray for others and let them know this is what Christ has done. And because of sin and the curse of it and what it has brought, hurt, pain, sickness, death, sorrow, perversion, lust, addiction, trap, depression, fear, all these things are not from the Lord. They're from the fallen one. But Christ came to destroy the works of the devil, and that we are to stand up and tell your works are destroyed. And pray for people that are hurting. Pray for people that are lost and need reconciliation. Pray for people that are sick. Pray for people that need to be delivered. And know that your past is dead. And to live for Christ. You has created children. First step is come to Jesus and know that. Become a new creation. And then we as the believers are to move forward and not backwards. We're on the offensive because we have the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Mighty One, the invincible army of God and his angel. The power of his spirit is greater than anything of man and the devil. And you know what? He lives in us. Praise the name of the Lord. So, praise God, we proclaim the name of Jesus. Before we go to prayer, thank you, Lord, as the Lord put this song in my heart to sing. And I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, their spirit prayers are being answered. Even as fast as I'm in writing them down, there's prayers that are being answered. Glory to God, and there's many people hurting. And there's many things how this old world is beating people down. The old devil has beat people down. They need to know who our God is because of his love, mercy, and grace. And this is what he's able to do. Listen to this mighty song. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, the God of possible. Hallelujah, Lord. Amen. Yes. Name of Jesus. Hurting. Sorrow, I ask my God to move. I speak the name to cause all I can do. Amen. In desperation, I seek heaven and pray this for you. I pray for your healing and that circumstances would change. I pray that the fear inside would flee in Jesus' name. I pray that a breakthrough would happen today. I pray in miracles of your life in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Why? I speak the name of all authority. Declaring blessings in every promise he is faithful to keep. I speak the name no grave could ever hold. He is greater, he is stronger, he's a God of possible. I pray for your healing. Circumstances will change. I pray that the fear inside would flee in Jesus' name. I pray that a breakthrough would happen today. I pray a miracle of your life in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. What is your part? What is your part? Come believe it. Come receive it, for the power of his spirit is now forever yours. Come believe it, come receive it. In the mighty name of Jesus, all things are possible. Amen. Hallelujah. I pray for your healing. The circumstances would change. I pray that the fear inside would flee in Jesus' name. I pray that a breakthrough would happen today. I pray a miracle's over your life in Jesus' name. I pray for revival, restoration of faith. I pray that the dead will come alive in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Praise his name. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 That is so true. Now as we come to this time of prayer and the prayer requests we have that we're going to declare in Jesus' name. Amen. In Jesus' mighty name. Pray that no sugar in her blood. Amen. Amen. In Jesus' mighty name. Okay, sis. I think we got it written down. But we'll add to it. In the name of Jesus. That's right. Declare in the name of Jesus. We want the baby healthy. Yep. Pray for Kim and the baby. Okay. We'll grow and be healthy. And no sugar in Kim's blood. Amen. Amen, sis, we will. We will. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. I still got to check with Sis Michelle. Pray for Sis Michelle. I mean, I've got to ask Michelle about Callie and for healing and that the stop the leakage in her amniotic fluids. Seemed like so many different things have happened in these days, especially with women with their women's pregnancies and stuff. And if they and I don't, you know, I pray they haven't taken the stink bite. Because it's causing these kind of things, but I know our God's greater than these too. But it's all in the plans. The devil wants to steal, kill, and destroy, but God wants to heal. And he wants to lift people up. And he wants them to trust him and not man. So we'll pray that in the name of Jesus for Kim, sure, but we're praying for Callie too in the name of Jesus. We pray him for Brother, okay, praise God, that's heaven. Sis Connie, your income tax, any recovery of what's going on with that? Any update, sis? I pray something's happened because I've already received mine for this year, my return. And my advice to you is get with H&R Block and let them help you because that's how I got through with my stuff. I don't know if you've tried any tax services or anything, but it needs to be reconciled and recovered. We pray that still in the name of Jesus, unless you have an update, if you have any update in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise your name. We're praying for wisdom and direction and people who will serve. Amen. Praise God. Well, that's a start. Hallelujah. We pray that they come through what they're supposed to do. Amen. God will make a way. What is rightfully yours, God will make a way. Hallelujah. That we pray for wisdom and direction and people who will serve for the Lord Jesus at Calvary Fellowship. Amen. We're still continually praying for Brenda's sister Pam about healing of her heart and deliverance from pharmacia in Jesus' mighty name. We're praying for well, he's healed, praise God, the little guy there. But we're praying for Mike, a brother in Christ, but he's doing better too. So that prayer has been answered. We're praying for Darren for his retreat. He's going into direction and wisdom and anointing for prayer. He's going to be praying for young people in the name of Jesus. We're praying for our new brothers and sisters we met, that they are going to probably be moving this way very very outstanding brother, sister in Christ. Sal is he's a little person. They don't like the other word. He's a little person, but he has a big heart. And we pray for Brother Sal and Karen and blessing and wisdom and direction. They're traveling back to Arizona right now, and they're trying to things get together and probably going to move back here to our area. God's leading them. But we pray for safe journeys, and we say we love you, Brother Sal and Sis Karen, and bless you. And I hope you have a safe journey if you're out there listening or you're listening to the archives. Bless you, brother. You have been a blessing and a great honor to meet you and become part of our lives. Hallelujah. We're praying for Kevin and Don to be reconciled, and that has happened. But they still need prayer. But we're praying that Brother Kevin had an opportunity to go to a job fair here in Stephenville, closer to home. I pray that has happened, but we're praying for that. Did get this prayer request this morning early of baby Lana. She had fever, a high fever, to break and to be healed. And this is Brandon's and Kat, some young believers in our church, little girl. And we're praying for Jesus to intervene because they diagnosed the doctor with strep throat. But we know that God is able and to heal her. And I know myself personally what changed when I had strep throat is when they gave me a B12 shot and cleared it up. But anyway, we believe the Lord will heal her. She is home. They had to take her to the emergency room, but she's at home now. So the Lord intervened that quickly already. Amen? Praise the Lord. And then we had, when we're doing the street taco and ministering to the people and, you know, sell real cheap tacos and good food, but we give them spiritual food, that this is amazing how God put this together, okay? Let me tell you. This man was at a restaurant in Dublin called Granny's Cart, and then Sis Brenda, she's putting up flyers for, we have murals of history of Dublin and great, some great sports people like Ben Hogan, and another guy is a great rodeo rider. We have these things, and we're going to auction them off. Well, this man is coming in there and saying, I need to talk to a preacher. Well, praise God. There is Sis Brenda, my wife, there, and he tells him and gives the number of our pastor of the church. Well, this brother, he is a brother in Christ, Dennis, he comes to the church, and that we pray for him. And that we're comforting, you know, giving confidence, and that he has a lot on his plate, and we need to pray for Brother Dennis. I hadn't heard anything yet, but his father Charles had a heart attack and was in heart surgery, and they're praying for the mother for peace and comfort, Jean, and then his son is up there in the Methodist. What I'm telling you, he's in Poland, in the military, right on the border of the what's getting ready to happen. So we're praying for Dylan too. And then we're praying, we've already prayed for Sis Cindy's mother, but she's in the hospital with the UTI, if y'all know what that is. That's the female thing, infection. She's 95. But we know the Lord can heal her and renew her and strengthen her. It's amazing what God can do. But these are the prayer requests. Do y'all have any other prayer requests before we go to the Lord in prayer? Hallelujah. Even as we're calling and speaking these out, that the Lord hears our hearts, and it is like praying as we proclaim them and know what he's able to do. We pray that these people believe it and receive it and have faith and believe in Christ, and he's able. We pray for each one of them. Hallelujah. Any other prayer requests? Well, we go to the Lord in prayer, and we got to finish up and have room for Sister Jeanette to finish the song. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We know that you're able, Lord, to heal. You're able to deliver. You're able to save. Is it talking about rising people from the dead? Not just physical, Lord. But you are able to lift the people up in the from the dead and come to life in you, alive. And the spirit is more important even the physical. Rising, Lord, it's the spiritual. Hallelujah. But Lord, we thank you for tonight, and we thank you, Father, as we come to you in the name of Jesus, And we pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ. We pray for the people that are hurting and crying out. And Lord, I know when you hear their cries, when they're sincere from their hearts, you hear them. Father, we thank you and praise you that you'll intervene as Sis Jeanette is asking for her daughter, Kim. And we pray, Lord, that her blood will be clean. Her blood will be no sugar in the name of Jesus. And the baby will grow and be healthy in the name of Jesus. Lord, we know you're the creator. And we know you can bring health and well-being. And that's what you want for us in this world. Father, we thank you and praise you. Lord God, we pray for Sis Brenda's sister Pam, and that she will believe that you are able to heal her, and that she don't have to always look to doctors and, Lord have mercy, drugs and pharmacia. We pray against the spirit of pharmacia, and that she would trust you more, and that you are able to heal her heart in the name of Jesus. Lord, that you would bring it and put it back in the right time. Hallelujah. Lord God, we thank you and praise you for healing Jesse so fast. Praise God. And helping Mike, give him peace. And know that godly thoughts, and now he wants to seek out God's word and be able to listen to it as he's a truck driver driving. Hallelujah. We pray for Darren, Lord, as he's out ministering at a retreat and direction and wisdom, and to help him with prayer, the anointing of the Holy Spirit to pray. Lord, we thank God for our new brothers, sisters, and friends of Sal and Karen. We pray for blessing. We pray for wisdom and favor and direction. We pray for safe travels and to lift up and strengthen Brother Sal and his wife, Karen. And we thank God for them in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for our brother Kevin and our sister Dawn. We thank you for reconciling. We pray you help them in their ways of living and what they need to do to be humble before each other and be concerned for one another and not be selfish in the name of Jesus. We pray for directions for that Kevin went into the job fair, we opportunity where he would not have to travel so far, be closer to home. Lord, we thank you for what you've already done for baby Lana. She is such a joy, how she just reached out and just wanted and showed a smile and even a hand. When I first met her, she's such a joy. I pray, Lord, and thank you for breaking the fever. We pray and tell that strip float to go in Jesus' name and bring healing to her, Lord. In the name of Jesus, bring peace and comfort to Brother Braden and Kat in the name of Jesus. And for Corey and Rendon, their parents, in the name of Jesus. We pray for Dennis, Father, and all that our brother's been going through. I pray you give him rest, driving 17 hours to be here with his father going through surgery. I pray that it's gone well. I pray that you have touched him and healed him and lift him up and have given peace to Jean, and that you're watching over and protecting Dylan and all our sons and daughters out there serving. Watch over and protect them, Lord. I pray they cry out to you because they are in harm's way these days with the kind of weapons there are. But I know, Lord, you're greater than any of the weapons of this world or the devil. And I pray that Dylan knows that he's watched over in love, and that we're praying for him, that he can even sense the prayers coming his way. Lord God, we pray for Cindy and for her mother. I think it is Margaret. And Lord, even her age is older, but you're able. And I know that you can take away this infection and for healing. Father, we thank you for the good news of Sis Connie. We praise and thank you for Sis Connie wanting to sing and serve you as well as Sis Jeanette has been. Praise God. We thank you for all that will reach out and praise you. But, Lord, we pray now that you would make this income tax thing be correct. We pray, Lord, that whatever that is owed to her or what is supposed to be given to her, that, Lord, you will make a way and provide for her. Lord God, we thank you and praise you tonight of what the message you have brought. It is time to go forward in Christ. It is time to go forward in you, Lord Jesus. Not looking to what's behind. It's gone. And Lord, it's washed away as far as the east to the west. And we understand truly what that means. That means from one stretched, here's one stretched arm, your one stretched hand, nail-scarred hand to the other, Lord Jesus, glorious Savior and King.
thank you and praise you. We honor you. Thank you for that kind of love that we can let go and let God and to lead and guide us and be empowered by the Holy Spirit to live the life you want for us now as we're getting ready to fly away in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, it's so exciting. So exciting the times we live and sobering that we want others to come to know you before it is too late personally. Father, we honor and praise you tonight. We thank you for everything. Thank you for hearing our prayers. Thank you for your word. Thank you for the Holy Spirit who brings it alive and all that you're saying to us. Praise your name, Lord. And we give you glory and honor and praise. And all of God's people said, amen. Amen. All right, sis. Sis Jeanette, we'll let you come, sis, and sing this beautiful song, Who You Say I Am. Amen. Who You Say I Am. Lord does. He says good things. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Amen, sir. Thank you, Jesus. Woo! Hallelujah. Man, I tell you, brother, sister, it is good. And I tell you, you have an opportunity to minister where you're at. It will refresh you. It will strengthen you. And you'll see how many hurting people. And then you'll see the Lord move through you to minister to them. It is awesome. It
Thank
really
you,
is.
Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Praise
Amen,
Thank
brother.
You,
okay, I'll start now. Okay,
brother. All right. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen.
Your Majesty's highest King would welcome me. I was lost, but he brought me in. Oh, his love for me. Oh, his love for me. Whom the sun sets free. Oh, is free indeed. I'm a child of God. Yes, I am. His grace runs deep. While I was a slave to sin, Jesus died for me. Yes, he died for me. Whom the sun sets free. Oh, it's free indeed. I'm a child of God. Yes, I am. In my Father's house, there's a place for me. I'm a child of God. Yes, I am. I am chosen, not forsaken. I am who you say I am. You are for me, not against me. I am who you say I am. I am chosen, not forsaken. I am who you say I am. You are for me, not against me. I am who you say I am. I am who you say I am. Whom the sun sets free. Oh, it's free indeed. I'm a child of God. Yes, I am. Father's house, there's a place for me. I'm a child of God. Yes, I am. My Father's house, there's a place for me. I'm a child of God. Yes, I am. Thank you. I am chosen, not forsaken. I am Isaiah. You are for me, not against me. I am Isaiah. I am chosen, not forsaken. I am Isaiah. You are for me, not against me. I am Isaiah. I am chosen, not forsaken. I am who you say I am. You are for me, not against me. I am who you say I am. I am who you say I am. I am chosen, not forsaken. I am who you say I am. You are for me, not against me. I am who you say I am. Oh, I am who you say I am. Yes, I am who you say I am. Whom the Son sets free, so is free indeed. I'm a child of God. Yes, I am. In my Father's house, there's a place for me. I'm a child of God. Yes, I am.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We're gonna be going there soon. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Oh, my Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Exciting. Exciting what the Lord has been doing tonight and what he's been showing us for sure. Well, bless you, sis. Thank you. Thank you for serving.
Brother as well, and Sister Brenda. I love you all.
Mm-hmm. We love you,
and brothers,
sis.
Sisters in the chat room.
Especially praying for Kim and her baby. We are praying. Praise God.
Yes.
And I know the Lord
yes,
has intervened.
Please, brother. Yes.
Amen. Bless you, sis.
Amen.
You have a wonderful bless weekend.
You too, brother.
We'll watch and see. Either we'll be back here next week, Lord willing, or we could be going up to
Amen.
Heaven. Hallelujah.
Okay, we'll see each other there, brother.
All
if
right.
You will.
Bless you.
Okay.
All right.
Good night. Shalom.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Amen. Praise God. Well, praise God, brothers and sisters. Exciting times we live. And I just pray that the Lord will strengthen you and renew you and anoint you. I pray that his face shines before you and that his shalom and his peace will be upon you and your day in life. Thank God for each one of you. Thank you for your love prayers. We thank you for everything, our brothers and sisters in Christ, and we say shalom and good night and glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.